once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay. And I'm your host, Craig Wells. And we're just having another glorious day today. I want to encourage you to be in your word. It's so, so important as we engage the heavenly realm that we are anchored in our word. I don't mean old-fashioned religion or yesterday's revelation of the word, but don't discard yesterday's revelation until new revelation has replaced it and fortified it and built upon it. Because the word of God is built upon precept. There's no such thing as the old word of God. There's just more insight. And so allow more insight to come into you, but stay in your word. It's so important to read your word every day, not as a religious hobby or mandate, but as a heart desire. It's so important to pray in the spirit every day. That's right, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. So important to pray in tongues every day. These things minister to your soul and to your body. And you need to minister to your soul and your body. You see, you're a three-part being. You're a spirit being. That's the person of who you are. Then you're your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, that which is attached to your body and attached to your spirit. It's a reflection of your body needs and a reflection of your spirit. Your soul goes back and forth to the body and to the spirit. That's why it talks about having the mind of the spirit. That's from the soulish realm. But you yourself are your spirit, that eternal being that wants to honor and love that soul and woo that soul into the Christ and nature of yourself. And then your physical body, it has its own needs, whether good needs or bad needs sometimes, like too much chocolate, you know, or whatever your vice is. You want to minister to it and administer the glory of God in it and the love of the Lord in it and bring rejoicing and caring for your body, caring for your soul, going into the heavenly realm, joining your body and your soul and your spirit together as one, dancing and rejoicing before the Lord. But on the same hand, this is some of the things we do. When I pray in the spirit, I edify myself. You need to learn to edify yourself. David would go out in the field naked. And what it meant by that, yes, sometimes I believe he was physically naked. But what it meant by it, he was this king, right? He had all this authority and everything that was on him, all his robes and all his crowns, all represented who he was in the natural realm and his authorities and his powers and his achievements. Well, he would lay all that down and go get naked before the Lord. And begin to bear his soul before God, begin to bear his flesh before God, begin to bear his spirit before God, and become one with Elohim, one with the Holy Spirit, one with King Yeshua. And that is what he's saying to us, for us to become naked before God, that we may become one with him, that we may not bring before him our sins and would not bring before him our victories. That we just bring before him our nakedness, our purity of our heart. Here am I, God, use me. Here am I, Father, I serve you, Yahweh. I long for your testaments. I long for your word. I long for your presence. Blessed are those that seek your face, for they will not be disappointed. This is the heart cry of a son or daughter of the Most High God, drawing out of the heavenly realm the fullness of his presence. The fullness of his presence. So that's just kind of an appetizer this morning to encourage you to be in your word. It will strengthen you. Pray in the spirit, it will strengthen you. I build myself up in my most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Here the word even decrees it that when I pray in tongues, I'm building myself up. My body, my soul, why? It can hear the vibration. It can feel the vibration. It can recognize you're speaking a heavenly language that you don't in the natural realm understand. Or you're reading the Bible and you're reading the word and maybe you don't have the clarity of every scripture you read, but your body is receiving light and life and love out of it because the word is Yeshua in written form. Now, it's not the totality of Yeshua like we were taught, but it is Yeshua, a portion of Yeshua in written form. He is the Word. When the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, it wasn't talking about the Bible. It was talking about Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, the King, the Lamb, the Risen One, the Ascended One, the Holy One, my Savior, our salvation, our Deliverer, our redemption, our wholeness, all that we are, that we hold dear to. I love you, Father. Thank you for Yeshua. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the day. That's another thing. Add Thanksgiving to your life. These are some basic truths that will help you walk in the up here, walk in the heavenly realm, but bring what's in the heavenly realm to the earth. So you have to have that sound foundation. The Lord was showing me how important the vessel is. Because you can be a vessel, but you want to be a vessel of honor. Now, I don't want to say it like that because a lot of times everyone starts thinking, oh God, a vessel of honor. Did I get mad at someone yesterday? Did I sin? Did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? So I'm not a vessel of honor. No, a vessel of honor is a heart condition before Yahweh. And then Yahweh's Holy Spirit and blood covenant will work out the kinks in your life or the wrongdoings in your life. But the vessel of honor he's looking at is heart of David, a heart after God's own heart. David was an adulterer. He was a blasphemer. He was a sinner. He was a murderer. He was a cheat. I can go on and on. But Yahweh says his heart was after me. So it's in the heart condition that worked those things out. No, he couldn't live in that for the rest of his life. It's going to work those things out in you. But that wasn't the focus. The focus was, oh, I love your law, God, and I meditate on them both day and night. That iniquity will not stay in me. The hidden places won't have a place to hide in me. If I have any hidden sin in me, you search it out, God, and do not let it destroy me, that I may walk uprightly before you, because your word is like honey. Comb to me. Your fragrance is like the fresh flowers in the morning dew to me. See, this is David's heart crying out. See, that's opening up. Now I'm ministering to my body. Why? Because I want my body to be honorable before Yahweh so it can house the level and extent of the glory of the Lord that I'm craving. Because you are the temple of the Holy Ghost and you house the incredible spirit of the living God. So he says, take care of that body, take care of that mind, that soul, that will, that emotions before me in love and mercy and grace and power in righteousness and purity and holiness and glory, not in religious bondage, but also not in lawlessness either. It's not just, oh, I got the grace of God, so I do the hell what I want. No, I have the grace of God, so I go before his face. And then he works out, not living in condemnation, but walking in holy conviction. I implore Holy Spirit, bring holy conviction to my soul, my body, my mind, my spirit, that I may be pleasing in your sight, because I delight in the Lord and I desire you delight in me. See, that's his word crying out. So let's go. I'm going to try to get past this appetizer this morning and let's go into what I had a blessing for you today. I want to read something to you, a scripture, and it's a blessing of the Lord. I'm pretty sure I posted it yesterday on Facebook. You can go to my Facebook and see, you know, what I wrote, so you can get this in your spirit. What God is saying, because it's nothing but the scripture. And I love this because Yahweh's been using this number in my life the last 2 or 3 years. And, you know, no, I'm not into numerology, but Holy Spirit speaks through many things. Angels speak through many things. And just because the devil and religious cults have grabbed a hold of some of those, that was to hide the truth from me and you. But Holy Spirit speaks through numbers. He's been using 111 in my life. And this morning, a lady that goes to my church, this beautiful, precious Saint Lisa, she posted about Deuteronomy 1:11. Now, God's been using 111 in my life for the last few years, speaking different things from the Holy Spirit by it. And this scripture says, may the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000 times more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. I want that to soak in. I'm going to read it one more time to you because Yahweh said, declare it to the people as a blessing today and that they can hold on to it. This is why I was ministering to you about the taking care of the soul, taking care of the body, taking care of the mind, the will, and the emotions, covering it by the blood, imploring it with the love of God and the peace of God, drawing it to its best, drawing it to its holy place, drawing it to its place of righteousness, which is seated in Christ, which is in your spirit being, that you can house the glory of the Father, the love of the Father, the presence of the Father, the power of the Father, because he wants to increase this in your life. Deuteronomy 1:11, let me decree this over you. Won't you receive it by faith right now by the Father? May Yahweh, the God of heavens, the God of your fathers, I find myself lately crying out, I want to know more the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Yeshua. I've been crying this a lot for the last 2 years because it's an inheritance right. I want to know the God of my fathers, the God that created heaven and earth, Elohim. May that God, your Lord, your God, increase you 1,000 times more than you are and bless you, his goodness upon you, just as he promised. I love that part. Just as he promised. There's another scripture in the Bible that's running through my spirit right now that says it's basically is the power of God. He's the one that gives you the power to gather wealth, and he adds no sorrow with it, which when you look that up in the scripture in the original Hebrew, it means he adds no heavy labor with it. It means it's not going to be taxing to you. It's not going to be taxing to you. See? It's not going to be taxing for you. God wants you to remember the righteousness he's given you. Remember the righteousness inside of you. And remember what righteousness brings to you. I want to read something to you out of this book that I've been studying, the 52 Hebrew Words Every Christian Should Know by Dave Abson. He says here on page 103, you know, my broken English Hebrew, it's tzedaka. It means righteousness in Hebrew. I'm not saying it right, I'm sure. I learned the meaning of righteousness from a 6-year-old Haitian boy named Daniel. Daniel lived in a small village of Calapa on the southern coastline of Haiti. His village was extensively damaged during a Hurricane Matthew in 2016, and his home is now a little more than a tin shed with a sheet of plastic for the roof and one for the walls. I had the opportunity to serve Daniel during a week-long mission trip to Calapa. For years, I've read the verse throughout scriptures that speak of the importance of righteousness. It's something believers are told to pursue. Proverbs 21:21. Righteousness can cause us to be remembered forever. Psalms 112:6, Psalms 34:15 tells us that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. And according to James, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective, James 5:16. Until I met Daniel, I assumed righteousness was a state of mind that happened when I understood enough Bible verse and stopped doing what was against God, stopped sinning. But the Hebrew word for righteous is tzedakah, which means to bring justice into the world by helping someone in need. Tzedakah, righteousness, is about being generous with your time, your resources, to help the poor, to help the oppressed, to giving of yourself. Spending a week with Daniel and watching him smile and laugh as we played in a pile of rubbish and trash helped me finally understand righteousness. This is what we are to pursue. We should chase after opportunities to be righteous before man, because this is the closest thing to the heart of God. Now, this is a portion of righteousness that he was given this revelation that it's what we are and that what we give. And this is not just in helping the poor person next door, but it's receiving the righteousness, helping the poor person of your soul, of your mind, of your emotions, of your body, and then helping others to see God and to give of yourself. And I love this part because it's talking about he was giving of himself to someone in need. Isn't that what Christ Yeshua did to us? We were in need of a Savior. We were born that way. So his righteousness that was imputed unto us, the giving unto us, made us pure, made us whole, made us provided for. And in turn, gives our heart desire to be that righteous candor before God and before man, that I give myself to God in purity of the holiness of God, and I give myself to man in purity of the holiness to man. And I make myself a vessel of that blessing. As I'm giving, I'm receiving. As I'm receiving, I'm giving. So I command the blessing upon you from Deuteronomy, that you are blessed 1,000 times more than you are to be a blessing. That you are blessed with righteousness, that you may be righteousness to others. That you are blessed with joy, that you may give joy to others. That you are blessed with happiness, that you may be happiness to others. You are blessed with laughter, that you will cause laughter to others. You are blessed with joy, and you will cause joy to others. You are blessed with health and wealth, and you will cause health and wealth to others. That which comes into you to be multiplied 1,000 times, to go out of you to be multiplied 1,000,000 times. Father, I bless your people this day in righteousness, and I bless them in the blood covenant of Yeshua, because their righteousness is not of their works or of themselves, but of the Holy Spirit and the blood covenant gift of Yeshua. In Jesus' holy name, once again, this is Gisigima Bay. I love you. You are so beautiful. Don't forget to share this podcast with a friend or a neighbor, whether around the world or around the corner. It's so important. Thank you for liking us. Thank you for subscribing to us and joining us. Once again, thank you for being part of the Coffee and Cosmos family. I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.